a few days ago, while avoiding doing work for this very show, I came across a fantastic website which is all about the ways people avoid work. Very creative ways they avoid work. It's called Project Skive, and I just thought it seemed appropriate to have a chat about it. So on the line, I have Abby Schonboom, who started Project Skive. Hello, Abby. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thanks.
What is Project Skive?
It's something that I started building while I was at work. I used to work as a web designer, and I was very interested in how people waste time at work because I'd started studying sociology. I built it initially using some of my family and friends, and then I opened it up to the world so that people could post their own stories.
And what sorts of stories have people posted of the way that they skive off work?
Well, I've had a real range of types of worker, first of all. I've had a lawyer, personal trainer, a stay-at-home mother, a shipyard laborer, retail workers, a bunch of academics. And the stories are vary quite widely. But what I really like is that a lot of the things that people do are very active. They're not just surfing the web, reading the newspapers. They're actually doing more creative things. For example, what my favorite is from a teacher. He says he builds bicycles out of bamboo in his office.
That's fantastic.
And, you know, other people are playing games, writing song lyrics. A lot of creative stuff is going on out there.
Now, I want to talk about the games because your contests and games, particularly inter-office games, seem to be a really popular way of wasting time. For instance, what is the game called In the Tape?
Oh, this is something that actually originated with a very close relative of mine who worked for a large sticky tape company. And there was a big roll of sticky tape in the office that a customer had sent back. And during the day, the bored call center workers would play a game where they would throw something into the roll of tape. They had to sort of get it into the target was the middle of the roll of tape. And whoever was the current winner would receive a key ring. And it had a picture of a famous soap star in England called Mike Baldwin. So this key ring would move around the desks throughout the day, and the bosses had no idea what was going on. So there's always a sort of surreptitious aspect to skiving, even though a lot of workplaces nowadays tolerate a certain amount of play.
Yeah, that's one of the things that a lot of people put their energy into not being found out by the bosses. And one of the things that interested me about the guy who builds bikes out of bamboo in his office is how can he possibly hide that?
Well, I wish I could find him and ask him more questions. I think, you know, it is really important that whatever you're doing has to feel a bit sneaky. Otherwise, it's not really skiving. Because a lot of corporations, big companies these days, are actually actively encouraging workers to have fun at work because, you know what, it makes us work longer hours when we're having fun. So the master skiver is somebody who actually retains that surreptitious quality to whatever they're doing to reclaim time for their own projects.
And I suppose it's also a bit about sticking it to the man as well, isn't it? The bigger the corporation, the more you want to skive off and show them that you still have some semblance of control.
I think so. And yet, what's really interesting to me, and this applies to my own career when I worked as a web designer, is that the people I talk to are generally very good workers who have a good reputation with their bosses. You know, they put in the hours, they do good work. But it really is about, yeah, that sense of control that there's still a piece of you that doesn't belong to the man, that doesn't belong to the company. And I think that is becoming more important because a lot of companies are now trying to get our hearts and minds as well as our hands.
I am speaking with Abby Schonboom, who started a thing called Project Skive. And you can get that by going to www.bonkworld.org, bonkworld.org/Skive. And there are the profiles of some very good skivers and many stories from people all around the world about how they skive off work. One of the Project Skive skivers finds great pleasure in going to the toilet for purely financial reasons.
This is my friend Julian. I can name him because this was a job he had quite a while ago. But he put this in the context of him being a Yorkshireman. And Yorkshire people sometimes pride themselves in being quite good at counting the pennies. So he used to, I think he had a film editing job at the time. And he would go and sit, you know, doing whatever he needed to do, but really relishing the fact that he was making money while doing it. And I thought that was very creative.
He worked out every time he went to the toilet, he was earning £3, wasn't it?
I think it was £3 for a 10-minute toilet break. It was quite a high-paid job.
Now, also, there are some people who freely admit that something they like to do to skive off work is to spread malicious rumours and gossip simply to make life in the office a little bit more exciting for them. Do you find that Absolutely. Happens quite a bit?
Oh, yes. And it's something that I miss now that I don't have a regular 9-to-5 job, because now I'm actually an academic, and I really miss sort of when I knew I was there from 9-to-5, and if it was a slow day, you knew you had to keep yourself going somehow, and you would just spend the day wandering up and down, pretending that you had errands to do, you know, just so you could check in, share a few stories, spread the rumours down the hall. It's really a social sort of beehive, I think, the workplace, and workers make the most of it.
Now, you're an academic. How do you skive off at work?
It's getting harder because now I manage my own time, and it's something that I really miss, because now if I waste time, I'm sort of robbing time from myself because nobody's really telling me I have to be in certain hours. And several of the academics that commented on the site, and also people who were artists or people who were self-employed, said that they missed skiving. They really missed that sort of stealing from the boss feeling when you're sort of enforced, you know, that you've got to be there from 9-to-5. But some people come up with things like doing union work, doing activist work, using the photocopier for things that they're not supposed to. So it is still possible to skive, even if you're self-employed.
Yeah, if I remember rightly, someone on the site said that they worked for a big corporation and they used all their resources to manufacture pamphlets that were anti that corporation when they were at work.
Yeah, and I think that was a particularly sort of sharp example of a type of activity that goes on across the board, which is, you know, using the resources that are available to you so that you don't have to use your own stuff or your own time. And I think, you know, again, just getting back to your point about control, there is that sort of deep-set feeling that even if you're a good worker and a willing worker, you want to have that critical faculty still alive in your brain somewhere, so that, you know, if you can do something surreptitious that, yeah, in this case was actually against the company, it was a way of holding on to that.
I am speaking with Abby. I'm having real problems pronouncing people's names today. I'm speaking with Abby Schonboom, and we're talking about her project, Project Skive, which is all about the wonderful and creative ways people skive out of work. Now, on the Project Skive website, you ponder what I think is a very interesting fact about skiving, which is, and I quote, "Why are we at work if there isn't that much work to be done? And wouldn't our lives be better if we could cut the surreptitious skiving and move to a 3-day work week?" But do you think that half the fun of work is skiving, and if we only worked for 3 days a week, we'd still find ways of avoiding work, wouldn't we?
Yeah, it's a very thorny question. I mean, there's certainly a sense that people are getting stressed out and sick from overwork, and I was reading something by the Australia Institute this morning from a few years ago, which was saying that Australians actually worked some of the longest hours of any industrialized nation, and talking about the stress-related illnesses it caused, etc. A lot of people are feeling they've got to take work home when they didn't used to have to do that. You know, the BlackBerry, the laptop have sort of stretched the workday. So on the one hand, there is a concern, yes, about you know, why don't we sort of cut this back? Why don't we get more sensible about our working time? But on the other hand, yes, some of the people I've talked to are like, well, what would I do with myself? You know, where would my fun, you know, be found? They'd have to find new places, new avenues to get that sort of fulfillment. And it wouldn't be surreptitious anymore, so it wouldn't be quite as thrilling.
Abby, one final question, and I know this will be difficult because there are a huge amount of contributions on the website. Do you have a particular favourite amongst the ways that people skive off work?
Yes. My favourite is the computer rear view mirror, which I had never heard of until I spoke to a friend of mine who worked in one of those open plan offices, and she had a boss who would wander around the office. So what she did was she bought a little mirror that she could put on the corner of her computer, and when she was typing away, doing her own personal stuff, she could see the boss come in. It was one of those convex mirrors, and quickly do the Alt-Tab key on her keyboard and look very busy when the boss came by.
Abby Schonboom, thank you so much for taking time to have a chat with us. It was a great pleasure to talk to you. And Project Skive is great fun. I recommend you go and have a look at it. It's at www.bonkworld.org/Skive, or we'll put it up on our website so you can click through from there. Abby, have a lovely weekend.
Yeah, you too. And good morning to you.
Yes, and good evening to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.